we may know certain stories of our ancestry or parts of stories. The interesting thing I think about ancestral stories is often they are shifted or told differently over time, especially the more unpleasant things. They're really not talked about much. They're left out of the family oracle, you know, they're changed to be more beneficial. They are prettied up in some way or just omitted. So you might have some pieces of stories from your ancestors that might feel familiar to you about certain belief systems or attitudes you have about the way life is that you can directly link to your parents, your grandparents, maybe one side or the other possibly. But a lot of this is also story, meaning that there very likely is no way to prove it or to even prove to yourself that, yes, this is what happened. This is how it went, and this is why this is this way. It's not necessarily so concrete. But I do think that what can indicate some kind of truthishness for yourself is a feeling of recognition. Like, oh, I feel that feeling. I have a connection with this attitude. And just be open then to how it might play into how you are the way you are now. And it doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just assess for yourself, is this my story? Do I need to own this story? Right? I mean, do I need to believe in this story that this is the way the world works and this is the way I am so much that I interact with the world and I interact with myself based on it?